This month, the government of Colombia is expected to launch Plan Colombia, a large-scale military-led assault on drug traffickers and their protectors in the left-wing insurgency. The plan is unpopular with neighboring countries. They say it could push Colombia's 40-year-old civil war across their borders. Regional authorities are especially worried about Ecuador, which borders the part of Colombia where the anti-narcotics war is likely to be most intense. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the Colombia-Ecuador border.
This is the San Miguel River, a muddy tributary of the Amazon that separates Ecuador from Colombia. The far side is Putumayo, the Colombian province where the government is gearing up for an all-out war on coca plantations, drug traffickers, and left-wing insurgents. But this side, Ecuador, is peaceful, so much so that Colombian peasants often cross the river in the evenings and pitch tents on the Ecuadorian shore, just to get a safe night's sleep. In the past few years, Ecuadorians have profited from the three-way armed conflict in Colombia. Left-wing guerrillas and their sworn enemies, the right-wing paramilitaries, regularly cross into Ecuador for supplies and R&R. Ecuadorian shopkeeper Jorge Biguin says he assumes many of his customers are involved in the war.
It's impossible to know who they are. Nobody shows up in his uniform saying, "I'm paramilitary," or "I'm a guerrilla," as the two of them make their purchases. We don't know, and it's better not to know.
Ecuadorian officials are worried that the relative peacefulness of the border zone is about to be shattered as a result of Colombia's anti-drugs campaign. Máximo Abad, the mayor of the Ecuador border town Lago Agrio, is apprehensive. When they reach the height of their war plan, Abad says, the violence could cross the border. Abad says he's worried that when some groups of combatants become encircled, they'll look to Ecuador as a safe base of operations. But there have yet to be any documented armed incursions from Colombia. And many analysts say incursions are unlikely because the guerrillas don't want to open a new front with the Ecuadorian army. But the border region has experienced an increase in smaller-scale disorganized violence, most significantly the attempted murder of an Ecuadorian judge by a former member of the Colombian's FARC guerrilla group. The judge's secretary was killed in the attack. It's not clear that that or any recent crime has been connected to the conflict in Colombia. Lago Agrio has always been a violent place, full of bordellos and dodgy karaoke bars with Wild West-style swinging doors. Jose Cangas, a detective with the Lago Agrio police, says the town's wild nightlife is what usually triggers violence by the visiting Colombians.
When people are drunk, then people start to show off their guns and they brag, "I'm a guerrilla," and "I'm a paramilitary." Then sometimes people get wounded or even killed.
Rather than the potential for violence, the Ecuadorian government and the United Nations are focused on the possibility of an overwhelming flood of Colombian refugees, and they're building shelter for about 7,000. So far, only about 1,500 refugees have appeared, and many of them are just passing through, using Ecuador as a safe route to get to other parts of Colombia. But Father Edgar Pinos, the priest in charge of arranging shelter for the refugees, says he expects things to get worse. I think the refugee situation goes in waves, Pino says. I would say the current moment is one of tense calm, but we know that at any time the scale could get much larger. Although Ecuador has not yet seen a flood of refugees, nor any substantiated military incursions, the country is clearly nervous, especially given its own precarious situation, a protracted economic crisis, and a military complaining that it doesn't have enough money to do its job. Ecuador's political left wing has been very vocal about what it sees as the perils of Plan Colombia, warning that U.S. imperialists plan to drag Ecuador into Colombia's war. The Catholic Church also has been very critical. The Bishop of Lago Agrio recently referred to the plan as "that damned Plan Colombia." Former Foreign Minister Benjamin Ortiz is one of the few public figures who disagrees with this sentiment. He says the opponents of Plan Colombia don't recognize the real danger to Ecuador.
Our neighbor's nation is in a process of social disintegration, and that disintegration can contaminate our society. And they have a solution called Plan Colombia. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not good enough. When you have a problem like that, the solution is doing something.
Ortiz says he's in favor of what he calls a Plan Ecuador, a large-scale investment in the border region to prop up the economy and the local institutions. It's an argument that's beginning to be heard in Washington. Last month, the Clinton administration acknowledged that Plan Colombia posed a real danger of spillover into Ecuador and other countries in the region, and it expressed the hope that the next president would increase U.S. aid to the region. Martin Casti, NPR News, Lago Agrio, Ecuador.